Proclamation number 8091, dated the January 30th, 1962. Human manifestation in Jesus. I will truly convey to you everything that contributes towards your spiritual enlightenment, because you humans need light, and those of you who want to serve me shall pave the way for your fellow human beings as bearers of light by illuminating the path which leads to me and eternal life. And I know where people require clarification. I know where their thoughts are still misguided, and thus I also know that they require light, because every wrong thought merely causes confusion, spiritual darkness. Time and again I will let a light illuminate the darkness and thereby show you the right path you should take during your life on earth. And since you must take the path to the cross on earth, since you must recognize and acknowledge Jesus as Son of God and Redeemer if you want to enter the kingdom of light, you must also be truthfully instructed about my human manifestation in Jesus. Otherwise you will be unable to acknowledge me, myself, and Jesus. And precisely this human manifestation problem is difficult for you to solve, for you cannot envisage that Roman 1, the greatest and most perfect spirit in eternity, manifested myself in a human being. You cannot envisage that it was impossible for me to be personified in any other way than in Jesus, whose external cover sheltered the divine creator within, who was certainly human in his outer form, yet entirely permeated by my divine spirit of love. His whole nature was and remained as God in order to become visible for you, my living creations. You must never visualize the eternal deity as a personified being, which would therefore be limited. I permeate the whole of infinity, for this infinity is infused with my strength which takes unlimited effect. I myself am the primary center of this emanation of strength and therefore not imaginable as a limited being. Nevertheless, I was able to totally permeate her form, to so illuminate it that it was nothing else but my fundamental substance, that it was the same as I myself, merely in a conceivable shape for you humans. And this external form was Jesus, the human being, who became my shell because my living creations wanted to behold something that was spatially defined, and because the act of salvation was also intended to take place visibly for you, and this required a humanly observable process that was meant to liberate people from sin and death if they believed in it, if they believed in my human manifestation in Jesus, in the act of love and compassion which was accomplished for the sake of the sinful human race by a human being who sheltered me in all fullness within himself. Other than in Jesus I am inconceivable to you. In Jesus, God, the greatest spirit of infinity, became a human being, and Jesus himself was God. For even his human external frame spiritualized itself and was totally permeated by my spirit of love. Jesus was only human until he had spiritualized himself through his life of love. However, the external form had to endure all suffering and pain and finally the most bitter death on the cross, because Jesus wanted to absolve his fellow human beings from the immense guilt of sin. And the act of salvation was only accomplished with the crucifixion, which I myself, the eternal love, therefore accomplished in Jesus, and consequently I myself must be acknowledged in Jesus. All of you, as my once emanated beings, are love in your fundamental substance, as was Jesus, who remained with me when you voluntarily detached yourselves from me. He, too, was emanated by me, hence my Son. And I sent this Son of mine to earth in order to redeem you, in order to open the path of return again. Even as a human being, his great love upheld the connection with me, he only ever desired my love and I did not deny it to him. Thus I was able to permeate him entirely, I was able to illuminate him and take complete possession of him. And since his external shape was human, I therefore became Haman and Jesus became God. No separation existed between us anymore. He had totally merged with me. He was as one with me. So now my living creations can behold me myself face to face in Jesus when they enter the kingdom of light in a ready-made state, where they will be eternally happy. Amen.